We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On the Harbor One Hotline is Brian Scalabrine of NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Scal, how we doing?
Good. You guys?
How many rooms you got in the house? A lot of rooms to rock back and forth and just kind of, you know, when you're really worried about like maybe a bad loss or a trade you don't like, you got plenty of room to rock back and forth and freak out like Mego?
I got a sauna, so I go in there.
Wow, you're a sauna guy? Cool. Wait, you're a sauna guy
there
in the house?
You can't be there forever. You only can be there for about 45 minutes max.
45 minutes?
Yeah, I think that's too long. Is that safe?
Oh my
you can,
God,
you can do 45 minutes
you're
in there?
You're going to dehydrate.
Yeah, you can bring your own water in, Mego, and well, you can always go outside and, you know, spray yourself down with a water hose or jump into a cold swimming pool or whatever it is, you know.
Are you doing the Nordic cycle?
I do a little bit of that. I like it, but it's not like I live and die by it. I'm not a Wim Hof over here.
How we know Mego's notoriously not very well hydrated because she's sucking down sodas, so she couldn't hang 45 minutes in a sauna. There's no way.
No. Most people at first, if they can make it 30, they're a real savage. But, you know, like you try to build up to it.
Okay. So, look, I like the chit-chat on the sauna. How do you feel about the 30-point loss the other night? Any reason? Your former teammate Paul Pierce says no reason to be concerned. Another former teammate Perk says reason to be concerned. Where do you come down on that one?
Well, we're not listening to Perk nowadays. Did you guys see that thing where he was killing our bench and showing Sam Hauser missing shots? Like, he showed the one miss. Sam was 7 for 8, and he showed the one miss that he missed. Yeah, and Peyton Pritchard has been, like, a low turnover guy. But when you watch the highlight, it's one turnover Peyton Pritchard has, and he was killing our bench. So I'm off Perk and his hot takes. Nonetheless, I'm not concerned because it feels like, and I think this happens in March, you know, when you have all these games, it does feel like, like, we're trying to coast to the finish line. I think, like, how much energy do you want to expend in each particular game? And that was one of the worst. It was actually worse than the Cleveland game, the way that we coasted. But I don't think we're going to coast to the finish of a playoff game. So I don't think that could happen. So the one thing I will say, in my experience, and I've been on good teams that had moments like that, and the ones that usually get you through is a star player. The star player just says, enough is enough already. Let me get the ball the next five possessions. And Jalen and Jason just pass to each other, and they score 40 apiece, and we move on with our lives. But for whatever reason, our team doesn't necessarily do that when stuff starts to go sideways.
Did you feel like, I mean, this might be going counter to the spirit of that idea. We were just talking about, like, the end of that game, it did seem like there were points where the pace of the offense really slowed down. And it was Tatum holding on to the ball for a long time, Brown holding on to the ball for a long time, but I think much more noticeable with Jason Tatum. Why is that something that they can't seem to get out of their system? You know, less so than in years past, like with Ime Udoka's version of this team. But why is that something that they still revert to at times?
So I don't know. I do know that you remember the Cleveland game and then the Denver game. The next time we had Phoenix, and, you know, we had an 8-point lead. So maybe it's different when you have 8-point lead and down by three or whatever, however they handle it. I have no idea what they're thinking at the time. But like, Joe got us organized in that Phoenix game. And I mean, just so we could only base it off the Atlanta game at this point. It did feel a little bit like you guys kind of got us into this mess. You guys got to get us out of this mess. which you may or may not agree with at the time. I kind of agreed with him trying to, like, allow the guys to figure it out on their own, but obviously it didn't work. We got the loss. But I thought we were really organized in the Phoenix Suns game down the stretch, and we executed, but we haven't had somewhat of a close game since that point. And now all of a sudden it's the Atlanta Hawks weird G League slash starting team, and, you know, we're doing the same thing we did before. So, you know, could that be an issue in the playoffs? Yeah. I mean, I think we'd all be crazy to think, like, we see this a lot happening, and, you know, Tatum took 19 dribbles before the Cavs shot. Brown took 23 dribbles before his shot. And we're like, what are we doing right now? I think there's some organization that probably needs to happen, but it's so few and far between, and it's so random where we're playing these random teams and these random matchups where, like, some of these guys are on 10 days that are out there, and it doesn't seem like it's the same thing as, like, the execution and attention to detail that it would take when we're playing a playoff team that, you know, like, where you have to win this game to move on. And remember, we blew a few of those with Ime Udoka as well. Like, it wasn't always crystal clear. Like, I got to remind you about the Miami game 7, and we got outscored, I think, 13-2 or 15-2 down the stretch of that. That did not look good either with Ime Udoka. And I loved him as a coach, but let's not pretend that we didn't have those issues before.
Scal, I have a question about the broadcast team over at NBC Sports Boston.
Uh-oh.
Is everything okay between Drew Carter and Eddie House? Because Friday night, it seemed like things were not okay. Carter made some joke about Eddie House's Zoom background, and House wanted to tear his head off right there. And you had to get in between them. I know you weren't in the same room, but you had to get in between them. Is everything okay between them now? Has that all been sorted out?
You can't handle the truth.
Those guys are going to work the next Atlanta game. So I think they're going to be good. Like, those long road trips are going to start splitting us up. So Eddie will handle Thursday's game, and he'll handle the New Orleans game, and then I'll go back and do the Charlotte game. So I think they're good. But listen, I don't know if you guys have kids. I have no idea if you have kids that are playing high-level sports, low-level sports. I have no idea. But it's like, Eddie House is clearly passionate about his son, who had probably one of his worst games in college, and he just lost in the NCAA tournament. So that's not the day to like, have a joke with a guy. And I was just explaining, listen, Drew is 26 years old, and he doesn't have children. So it's just my responsibility to try to explain. Like, that is not the day that you want to make a joke about Eddie's Zoom background. I mean, but it's fine. Like, it's like everyone is live and learn. And if you don't have kids that play sports, it's hard to understand it. It just really is. And this is not AAU for him. This is the NCAA tournament where his kid is going to now try out for the NBA. So there's a lot at stake. So I was just trying to explain to him, like, this is not the day that you do this.
So did Eddie take it as a shot at New Mexico? Because I didn't think that's what Drew was saying, but I was very far away just watching on TV. Is that how Eddie took it?
Well, why was he had a blurred background for a Zoom? Because he was on the road supporting his kid and he didn't have his normal background. So
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You have to understand the context of that. Like, Eddie's just not going to pick a random background. He had to pick that because he was in the hotel. He picked that. Now, if his son won the game, he would have said, like, I'm here supporting my son and all that stuff. So you have to kind of understand, like, the situation at hand. That's it. It's nothing big or any problems or anything like that. I just think, you know, it's like you have to, like, unless you have kids, you don't know. If your kids play sports or high school sports, right, like, it's just, you don't know until you know. And I'm just trying to inform Drew. Just like Drew's 26 years old, there's things that he does that I don't know. And it's like, you know, like I don't like get all the jokes that I can and cannot say. So we're all learning how it is.
Yeah. I mean, look, both Ryan and I had New Mexico money line, and I didn't find Drew's jokes very funny either. I'm with Eddie on this. Yeah, same. I'm Team Eddie on this one. So when it comes to the tournament, do you have time to watch it? Like, I know you're a basketball guy.
Nah.
You don't have any time, so you can't drink it and you can't watch it. How much are you reliving your March moments this time of year?
Zero. I don't like, so when you're an NBA guy, like, you guys know, I like spacing, timing, execution. I like good plays. There's a lot of good things that I try to describe on the broadcast. Like, I can't watch something like that, especially when, like, they're supposed to be the next level of player and, like, the ones going to college. So, no, I don't enjoy it. I probably will moving forward from the Sweet 16 on, but I mean, it's to me, it's a lot of bad basketball. Like, I won't also watch Charlotte versus Washington.
So many missed jumpers in college basketball. It's just missed jumper after missed jumper. Open missed jumpers.
It's
brutal.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Five guys crashing the board and then they give up a dunk and everyone thinks they're playing hard and I think they're playing dumb. So, like, hey, it's just to each his own. I love how people say college players play so hard. Yeah, because their brains are going 100 miles an hour and they can't keep up, so the game is too fast for them.
Okay, respectfully, don't you go watch, like, prep school games around Massachusetts?
I do.
So
I do.
You say that's higher level basketball than what we're seeing in the NCAA?
Well, like, not the same, because it's like, how do you say this? Like, there's a different level, and I'm not watching bad teams. You understand that, right? Like, when I went to go watch Cooper Flag and Mount Verd is beating some of those teams. And I, you know, when I was watching St. Sebs a year ago when they had A.J. DeBansta and Trevor
Mullen.
That's
what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no, I watched those games and I was like, I had relationships with those guys. So I'm in the gym with those guys. You understand?
Okay.
Like, today I'm going through a practice. I'm going to build relationships with my players. With my players, I'm going to root for my guys. I have no relationships with anybody that are playing that's playing in college basketball at that point. You understand the difference?
Yes, I get it.
Okay.
Where's AJ DePanta going? Where's he going? Did I say that right? Isn't he like the top guy in the country?
Well, for the following year.
Yeah, but is he going to reclassify? He could reclassify and get in the same class as Flag, right?
No, he already moved up. Cooper moved up as well. So they're both tops in their class.
I see.
But I know where he's not going. He ain't going to the G League at night. That's for
No,
sure.
That's true. Well, that should help the made jump shots in college basketball.
You go to the Big Three. They're throwing money around
now.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that, huh? That's amazing. $5 million for Caitlin Clark.
You think she should do it? You played in the Big Three. You think she should do it?
I mean, it's hard to turn down $5 million for a 10-week season in the summer when you can also play. I don't know. I mean, like, if you're innovative and you want to try it, why not? I don't know how that would go, though. You know, like, I think people have a hard time understanding the size thing. Like, when we look at a tiny guard, that's Caitlin Clark. You know what I mean by that? Like, she's a big guard. But when you find a 6'1" guy, you wonder, can you play professional at 6'1"? It's kind of tough. But I'm all for it. Like, she's amazing. I love watching it. I would extend that offer to Juju Watkins as well, who probably has a better body to play in the Big Three, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, this is something we're going to talk about coming up in Triple Play. Happy to get your answer on that. Scal, we appreciate the time.
Rashard Lewis, better watch out.
Yeah.
Here comes Caitlin.
Yeah, seriously. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. See ya.
All right, Brian Scalabrine is all our guest. Joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.